finish in Aleph. We did Sif Lamed Vav. We did not finish Mishnah Berurah on Lamed Vav. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Hey. So he spoke about the issue of a double belt. He says that if you have a garment in between the first belt and the second one, so it's not called a chagura agabe chagura, which Ramah holds as a problem, but rather it's you put a chagura on the first lower garment, and then you put another long garment, and then you put a chagura around that, so each one needs its own belt. Okay. And Ramah said that's what you should do. Then he says, Alkein Shlof Mantle, a person has like a house coat, Shatavar Bohemian, which has a belt tied sewn to it. In Retz Alachar Chagura Ala Shlof Mantle, so if you want to put a different type of belt on top of it, you would have to remove this belt which is there. And we come back and we'll have a masi. Now, if in a different scenario where the person did not, I'm sorry, so you would have to untie the house coat belt, put on the other belt, because you can't have the house coat belt tied and another belt tied on top of that, and go outside. Now, so he unties the house coat belt. So the house coat belt is basically the belt is not being used. So the chariot, now you're carrying the belt. You have the house coat belt which is attached to it. You untie that. So now it's no longer acting as a belt. It's hanging down. And then you put this other belt on. Okay, very nice. And now you walk outside carrying this, slapping this belt, this hanging belt. He says, no, it's not considered a master. The belt to hold the beggar, Achrei Shetavar Bo, it's considered part of the beggar since it's sewn on. Like we had before, things which are sewn on are part of the garments. So if you're tying both belts, the house coat belt plus this other belt on top, that would be a problem. So, but meanwhile, you see from over here that this belt, the heter, he says, by the house coat belt is only because the house coat belt, well, if you're not using it, forget about the second belt. Change the scenario. A person's wearing a house coat, he wants to leave it open in front and leave the belt hanging down. So the Mishnah Berurah says, not a problem to walk outside like that because it's sewn on. Which means if I have a raincoat which has a belt, and I'm leaving my raincoat open, whatever, and walking outside when the belt is not being tied, so no problem because it's sewn on. But let's say it's not sewn on; just it's through the loops. You have two loops in your raincoat, and you have this belt attached over there, which goes through it, but it's not attached to it. So is that considered part of that? Does that have the same heter? That's considered part of the bagged, and it's mutter to wear, go outside wearing it untied or not. So, interesting question. So, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that the same way you're allowed to go outside with shoes, and your shoelaces are if your shoes are untied, you don't say the shoelaces are considered a masri since they've been threaded through the holes, and that's now how you wear shoes. That's part of the shoe. So, even though it's not sewn in, because it becomes part of the shoe. See, even if you walk outside with your shoelaces untied, it's not considered you're carrying the shoelaces. So he says, similarly, he would look at the belt, which is made to be part of this garment, even though it's only put through the loops, even though you're not, even though you are not using the belt, it's considered part of the bag, and it's not considered a masi. Now, Pashas, the language of the Mishnah Berurah is not clear one way or the other, because the Mishnah Berurah says it's sewn on. He didn't necessarily discuss the case of the loops. Right? Had there been loops, you wouldn't need it to be sewn on. So you can't prove in the Mishnah Berurah a raya against it 100%, but I think there are some poskim which are concerned that the language of the Mishnah Berurah sounds like it's dafka if it's sewn on. I mean, if it's not sewn on, it's just put through the loops. So it'd be better to not have it hanging there when you go outside, or alternatively to tie yourself with it, and then you won't have a problem carrying it. That is considered, it's functioning as a belt while you're going outside.
So the someone who says you can't go out with the belt through the loops, so you can't go out with your shoelaces
on time? I don't think so. I don't think that I understand the flip side of the question, right? I don't think so. I think because since shoes, by definition, the shoes which are made to be tie shoes must have shoelaces. So shoelaces, whereas a coat doesn't have to have a belt. You can slip on shoes, but that form of a shoe, without the shoelaces, it's not going to be functional, because 99.9% of the time you are going to tie it because you need it to be tied. So then if you go, it definitely becomes an integral part of the garment. It's not considered carrying. Whereas the belt by the coat, it's not necessary. So it would be it's like a second. It's a secondary item. That's their argument. It's a good way to carry the belt that you want when you want to use it. That's how they're looking at it. You wouldn't say that the shoes are functioning as a good way to carry around your shoelaces when you want to use them. Whereas you would say, I have a coat, I don't need a belt. Sometimes I like having a belt sometimes, so I have a way to keep my belt with me, but instead of keeping it in my pocket and pulling it out every time, I have it attached to the garment. That's what I think it would be the argument. Okay. I see we're here in the Mishnah Dirsha, they discuss cufflinks. Thank you. Which aren't attached. Right. So he says the chara that if this person's standard is he has different cufflinks, he leaves a set of cufflinks in each shirt. I don't know. I'm not sure I picture the case because you probably don't wash it with the cufflinks in it. But he would say if he would do that, so maybe that's along these type of lines. But otherwise, if you change from shirt to shirt, it's not buckled to the shirt. That definitely would be a problem to go with the cufflinks hanging, so they're not functioning. But you're carrying the cufflink, so that would be a problem. Kuflam and Vav. So a person can go with two cover, head coverings, shnei kavoyim. She can darka b'chol losim kaver gadol agabi kaver katan. So it doesn't mean two large hats or two small hats. It means you have a smaller head covering and you'd have something on top of that as well. So that's mutter. Putting on two pairs of socks is mutter. The same way you said you could put on two coats, you could put on two pairs of socks. That's not a problem. Fine. Sif Lamed Zion. Mutter lotzeis b'Shabbos v'bata yadayim hanikroim gavantich. A person go out on Shabbos wearing gloves. Okay, so that's the Gemara never discusses the case. So Mikra didn't. The Gemara is an Aser, it's Mutter. It's considered a baggage, and it's not a problem. V'yesh mishamachmer lahatzich sheitrabeim meher Shabbos about the yadayim shama busho sheishem behem bekesher shakayama yafo v'roy lochesh lidvorov. Some come along and say, no, we have this concern. The person might take off the gloves. Actually, the case which it talks about in halacha was not shaking hands; it was removing kinim. Right, so person, it's very hard to pick off the kinah from your body with your gloves on. So they would take off the gloves to take off the kinah, and they would carry the glove to Al-Adamas. So therefore, because of that, he suggests that a person should not do so, because we're concerned about that possibility. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says it's appropriate to be choshish for that opinion. Now, you have to understand exactly. So, what is this opinion saying? So, this is not a case that the Gemara discusses. It's a new chashash, which the Gemara has. The Gemara says things that you take off the show. The Gemara says things you take off because you have to go to the mikvah. The Gemara discusses different scenarios where we have a concern and you might take it off. The Gemara never discusses this type of case. So, we can't make up our own gzeiros. You say, listen, it's a good idea. Be careful. I understand. Right? Or are they saying that the Gemara is just giving us examples of cases of concern, and if I create now in our society a new type of an example of concern, it would go under the original gzeira of the Gemara? So that's not clear which way you're supposed to understand this halacha. Now, even this opinion says that there is an eitzah. If a person will sew it on at the end of his sleeve, so, but it's considered an halacha to be an extension of the garments. Even if you would take it off, it's not. It's considered. It's still attached to the baggage. Now it's part of the baggage. So you'd have to do that before Shabbos. You have to sew it on or tie it on with the Kesher Shel Kayama. Then it becomes part of the bag. The same way we said before, that you could walk outside with part of your bag hanging. You don't have to be wearing every single inch of your bag, so you could do that as well, over here as well. So that would be the Eitzah. They definitely are considered a baggit, a malbush. They're there to protect your pecture from the cold. So why should you be machmer? You want to remove this item, which is this bug, which is biting you, and you take off the glove. And the person might then continue walking while holding the glove, and he's going to be carrying, end up carrying the gloves, and that's what we're afraid of. That's why they're machmer. Fine. That's what we call this. Is it's gloves? A mash anu karam arbil, but a muff. So, at first glance, what would we assume? We would assume that the muff is less a baggage than the, a muff is when you have this round cylinder with furry, and you put both hands inside of it, and you keep your hands more, and so it's now in this fur cylinder, right? So that seems to be less of a malbush than your gloves, right? He says, no, because you never take out both hands at the same time. So, since it's both hands, it's the same garment that's holding both hands. You take out one hand, you take out the other hand. You'll never take out You never take out both hands at the same time, or never, very rarely. It's considered a baggage. Okay, this opinion holds because the mice, it's there. It's part of your ensemble. That's how you dress with this nice, beautiful fur muff. It keeps your hands very warm. And if you take one hand out, it'll be worn on the other hand. Okay. Then the Yesh, the Sirlu, some argue on this case, is what we would have assumed, the opposite. Sometimes you take out both hands and you just carry it. Okay. And the Vimash Akosav has Shokhanar, the Royal Lachish, the Begavonich, Royal Lachish Kambazet. Gavant, is this right? That's the French word for gloves, right? Gavant? Gabe, help me. My French word for gavant. I think it's gavant, yeah. Okay. From the little French that I remember. Okay, so the Eitzah has to be to sew it on beforehand. A sheik shereim. Or tie it on with a kesher shakiyam. So he's not going to carry them because they're considered part of the baggage. Let's say you have kids now. The kids have like these, like an elastic which they attach it to the two gloves, and they put it over inside the garment. And it comes out, so the mittens are hanging out of the two ends. They're not attached to the bag; they're attached to this long elastic piece. That doesn't help you. It has to be attached to the bag. So why are we makel to wear gloves? Dr. Mishabura. We assume we have a karmelis, so we're not going to make a gzeira. So Baal Nefesh should be machmer. So what's the argument? The argument is that the concern of taking your glove off to take off kinim was an extremely common issue that Shabura held, and therefore it was even more of a chashash than any of the cases the Mora was talking about. So we have to assume that this goes into the Gzeiros Chazal. Nowadays nobody does that. So Lachar, if that's the reason why the Mishabura holds the Baal Nefesh Rimachmer, Lachar, nowadays it's not true anymore. Somewhere along the line, and I have no idea somebody came up with this, no idea. Well, you know, just not mentioned in the sources in the Rishonim, but we have a new chashash. People take off gloves to shake hands, and they might do that. Is that something if you assume like this swore, that we're assuming anything which is a common scenario of taking off goes in the Gzeiros Chazal? Okay, maybe it goes in the Gzeiros Chazal, maybe not. I don't have a. Or we're just saying practically you should be careful. So what I used to tell people is in a situation where it's very cold and the person's going to be very uncomfortable, so you should be samech on the mekilim, especially when you're dealing with assumption that we're not in a rishus rabim. In a case where it's 50-50, so you should be appropriate to be machmer. That's my suggestion.
I mean, it's 50-50.
Now, it's not the need for gloves is not really, it's not so cold, so you don't really need them so much. Now, take a look over here in the Bir Halacha, Yafa, wouldn't the mutter l'chabrim be crossing? So he says that you can attach them to the beged by sewing it, attach the beged by tying it. Comes the Shabur, the Bir Halacha says you can attach it to the beged by making a clasp. So he holds that has enough of a din, if you put it there before Shabbos, that's enough of a din to consider an extension of the beged. So what I did in Cleveland, I created for myself I didn't want to walk around with attached to my coat, just maybe my COVID, it looked like a little kid. I attached it to a scarf, to a sweater, which I put on first, and then I put my coat over it. So I was able to wear my gloves, with keeping this chumra in the wonderful Cleveland winters without a problem, except for getting the coat on over my gloves. But other than that, so he says, using cross seams, you make like one of these, double clasp, a clasp onto the glove and clasp onto the sweater. Then after Shabbos, you take it off. So that was what we did. Okay. Sif Lamed Chet. So Yotze B'Shabbos, B'Tel She'ena Mitzuyetz is Kehilchasot. So the tzitzis are not kosher. So there's some tzitzis on, but they're not kosher. So the halacha is that they're considered a masui, chayiv. So if the tzitzis are kosher, the tzitzis are there being mishamish to the beged, so they become part of the beged. The tzitzis are not kosher, they're not being mishamish to the beged. On the other hand, so what's happening is you're using this beged to carry the tzitzis. Well, they're just strings. They're not just strings. They're very kosher. You're going to fix them after Shabbos. So they have significance. So it's a form, it's a nice way to carry around your invalid tzitzis until you get a chance to fix them. That's really what you're doing. Now, let's say, however, it has tzitzis in it, but he doesn't have tzitzis. So the chayra, you're not really doing the mitzvah properly. So maybe the chayra, you should consider it a masri. Al b'shein b'chelis mutter lotzis bo b'shabes. Okay. So the mishabura kuf mem beis kehilchasa. I only have a 7 year gimel sif al mishabura shamavur kol prate yadin azet. So they were talking about a case where they became posel on Shabbos. So you don't have to deal with the issue of during the weekdays you can't walk around with tzitzis, a bag without tzitzis anyway. On Shabbos, you're not aware. If that would be your garment, you don't have to take it off. If there's an Erev. Why? Because the mitzvah is to make tzitzis once you have the beged on. Taisa shita. You only become chai what's on. So the doors are putting on the beged without tzitzis. The problem is, as soon as you put it on, you have to put in tzitzis, which normally you fulfill by having the tzitzis there beforehand. Well, over here, you're an onus because you can't make tzitzis on Shabbos. So you're allowed to wear the beged without tzitzis on Shabbos, or with these possible tzitzis. So the problem is not wearing the beged. The problem is carrying in Rosh Hashanah. But in your house or in a Erev, that would be mutter. Chayiv, lo b'shvil atalis, davar gavish eno mekayim asay the tzitzis, v'kamokim eno chayiv b'shvil zemach v'shabbos tomal bushehu. The talis remains a garment. Elo b'shvil hutzos achut, the problem is you're carrying the tzitzis, you're carrying the threads of the tzitzis. Okay. You're not just going to ignore them and just not worry about them. You're going to take care of them and fix them, etc. So you have intent to deal with them. We're going to have another scenario which you're going to see in the next case where you have a garment which has these things hanging out which we ignore. They're just like, they're just like fringes. So that's baltel to the beged, but this is not baltel to the beged because you're planning to specifically deal with them and do things and not leave them as such. So another version of this, avishem b'tchelis, the kavon b'tchelis and ma'akev is a lovin. The law is there's a mitzvah to put tchelis. If you don't put tchelis, you put lovin. You're still you're going to that mitzvah. You're not the mitzvah of tchelis, but it's not. It doesn't take away the din tzitzis. Okay. So now the the sister sif. So this is the next sif, which talks about other scenarios which we have a beggar with things hanging out of it, and when it's considered a masi, when it's not considered a masi. So see sif lamates kilo pirish yuria kein oiho. So you have like this piece of material which you can use to make like a tent. And it has at the end of this tent, the sides, it has straps which you use to tie down the tent and make it tight. So it's made out of material, so I needed to wear it as a wrapping around myself. So that's fine. Now, what about the problem? The car that there are these straps which are attached to it. Shemu will tell us agabo. They're considered part of the garment, and they're bought to the garment. Okay. So they used to have on their belts, they would have like a strap which would hang down attached to the tip of the shoes. I'm not sure whether that was a functional issue or that was just for that was the style. So even if you don't attach it to your shoes, those straps are part of the garment. That's how your belts come. That if you live in 16th century, Eretz Yisrael, I guess.
Well, they attach things from their garments to their shoes.
Okay. Alim heim shel meshi. However, if these straps that are hanging down are made out of silk, chashivi v'lebatli v'osr imenam analim k'shurim behen. So, if you don't use your silk straps in that situation, they are not considered insignificant. So it's like carrying this nice, beautiful silk strap, unless you actually use it to attach to the tip of your shoes. So I have a loop inside my jacket, which I use to hang my jacket or my coat on the hook. And now one end becomes detached. So I have this piece of material which is hanging out of my bag. So I'm carrying this piece of material. So the answer is, if it's not choshev, it becomes bolted to the bag. If it's choshev, it's not bolted to the beged, because it's not helping the beged, so it's not part of the beged right now. On the other hand, it's not bolted because it's not insignificant. So it becomes, you're carrying this loop. So how do you decide? The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're planning to fix the loop is important to you. Then it's also to wear the coat. If you're not planning to fix the loop, it means you couldn't care less about it, so it becomes insignificant, and you're not carrying anything. It becomes bolted to the beged. Okay. Zog di Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Kuf Mem Vav. Kilo, who came Talos Shirelis out the book. So it was basically shaped the same thing. It's a square piece of cloth, a rectangular piece of cloth, which you could wrap yourself in, like a talus. V'yesh b'ritzuas hatzuyas bon, and it has these straps hanging on it. And that's how you would, when you want to use it as a tent, you would use the straps to tighten it and make it taut to be a tent. So what's the Kiddush? V'ilchara means these straps have no shaykhus to your wrapping. You don't use them to help wrap you. So right now when you're wrapping, they have no function. And we could have argued that right now they're considered a masri. Since there's so much part of the beged, that's how the beged comes. So they're just bolted to the beged, and that's not a problem of a masri. So if the straps are hanging off of your belt, that's how the belt comes. Unless they're very, very expensive material like silk. Even though you're not using them. They have attached one end of this strap to your shoe, and then they would then extend it upwards. And they would attach the other half to the belt. Sometimes you'll go without shoes, come to Yom Kippurim, or because it's very hot, so you didn't want them. So you'd have this thing hanging there. So it's not a problem, because that's a normal way to wear. They're considered part of the belt. They come with the belt.
What's avnet,
Shalmeshi, But if they're made out of silk, Hanu or Ritzuah, the Ritzuah is made out of silk. Then she told him himself of Kemoy Chutin Mishovim Loshar Klal Din Zeh the Noyach Agura Hushori. If you have something else, you have like gold threads hanging off. That's because you want to make your belt look nice. So that's considered Noy for the Chagura. That's a totally different din. Over here, it's not beautifying the belt at all. Its point is that if it's standard to make it part of your belt. That's how belts come. So that's Mutter. Unless it's made out of silk. So then we said, so that's them. They're usur if they're not attached to the shoes. If they're attached, so now they're functioning as part of your what you're wearing. The way you wear shoes with a belt is you have a strap which attaches the two. So that becomes part of the bagot. Now we said similarly, if something was nifsek from the bagot, if it's choshev, you cannot, and it's attached to the bagot, you can't go out wearing it. Right now, one side has detached, so it's not functional. So you'd have a loop which you have on your coat, which you put your button through the loop, and one side of the loop is detached. So right now the loop is not functional. So it can't be bolted to the bag because it's mishamish to the bag because it's not mishamish to the bag. On the other hand, so it's not, it's insignificant. No, I'm planning to fix it. It's not insignificant. I want this thing to be, I don't want to lose it. I want it here as a way to hold on to this thing to be able to fix it later on. So then it's, I'm carrying it around. Okay. So what defines chashiv? So the Shulchan Aruch does not define the definition of chashiv. We saw in the previous sif, my chutei tzitzis, which are not so expensive and not so significant, but since right now they're not usable because the tzitzis are invalid right now. When you're planning to take those tzitzis and fix them, add more, etc., what you have to do. So those tzitzis are considered chashuv because you're planning to fix them. So it comes out, even though we're not looking at the value of the cost of the item itself, that's the definition of chashivi. The point is that it's significant to you because you plan to do something with it. So then the same thing would true by your loop on your baget. Anything with the losses behind the kshein chashuv, when can you go out? Because they're not chashuv, dafka she'ein daito lahashti mitzad hasheni. We're not planning to fix the loop. Well, can't cost of the tzarek adam lizur, because she lives a little ritzua, me ritzua is begodov, she cursed by shtei hatzdodim, so that's a nishar ritzua. So you would have a type of a garment which you have a button on one side and you have like a loop that the button goes into, and one side of the loop got detached. Or v'chein zug krosim shenifsa keres echad, or if you have a set of a clasp, you have one clasp that goes through like some type of a ring on the other side, something of that sort, and one of them broke. So right now you have this clasp, but it doesn't work. In all those type of cases, so. Afilu hein mishicha echut barzel ba'alma. They're not very valuable. They're not very expensive. It's just a thread, or you know, a small, not a thread, but a string, or it's just a piece of metal. Vein chashuv kol etzla herbatua b'kares. It's not really valuable. It's not so expensive. Because malkam also lots of b'sebek, and you can't go out on Shabbos. Kima da'at lahashlim l'sakin sach and ipsik. Zay yishar b'mekarmoy. So it makes a kosher because you're planning to fix it based on the deer which we saw by the case of the tzitzis. But he's not planning to fix it. So they're not valuable of their own. They're not significantly valuable of their own. The only issue is because you plan to do something with them. Well, I'm not planning to do anything with them. So then it's done, but there's just some threads coming out of my bag. So don't worry about it. Another scenario of this would be a button. The button became loose to the point that you can't use it, because if you use the button, it's going to rip. So the button is not functioning to the bagot anymore because it's not helping for the bagot. I don't know what you're doing. Is I'm carrying my button around to be able to use after Shabbos have my button so I can fix my button. So so fine. Now let's say I have
extra buttons.
So some argue that really extra buttons are not really bringing Shabbos to the bagot at all. They're not doing anything. The pshat is you're using your. It's the same idea. You're using your garment to carry around this extra button to use when you need a button. So, the shirt is a hechatimsa to carry the button. Some argue, however, since they always come like that, and a lot of times you never end up using them, and even if you lose a button, you end up getting a different button. So they're not. There just happens to be that they're there. So it is preferable to try and not be in that situation, but it's not. Now here comes an interesting question.
That's not what.
It's better not. You can take him off the shirt. Take him off the shirt, but the post can make it in its mutter. Now here's an interesting question: is you have a zip in lining? So the zip in lining, when you unzip it in the summer, so you have this whole zipper section which is not functioning. So it's not being mishamish to beggar right now.
Zipper lining for what?
You have a coat which has a lining which you zip inside. So you unzip the lining out. You have in your coat that whole zipper thing, which is there to use for when you want to put a lining in. So when you put the lining in, it's mishamish to the beggar. It's holding in your lining. But when the lining is out, so it's not functioning for the beggar right now. And it's not insignificant to you. You want it there to be available next fall when you put the lining back in. So Lachara, at first glance, he says, Lachara, you should be also to wear that. According to this Chayotim, that should be also to wear on Shabbos. Right? That's the Dayan Weiss asks his Kasha. Lachara should be also to wear on Shabbos. And the same thing would be true if you button it in. So the buttons are not functioning right now, being Mashamash to the bag. So he says that the minhag olam is, which is makel, is there is a tailor double which argues on the chayotim and says that this din of the lowest is not true. Then he says, okay,
din of what is not true?
The din of these loop issue which the chayotim is machran, he disagrees with. But then he says a second sore.
What's the
law? Let me finish my thought. Then he says a second sore. He says this is how the bagot comes. The bagot comes to put it in, put it out, put it in, put it out. So that's part of the bagot ready, right? The bagot is to have a bagot that whenever you want to put it in, it's available. So that's not you're just carrying around the thing to have it available to help you have your lining. This is how the bagot comes. So he would argue that that's considered an integral part of the bagot, and then it's not considered carrying. And that's, I think, the best approach over here in this halacha. Okay, let's do Sif Mem. So now there's a Gemara that talks about hats. There's going to be machlokes of shanim what the issue of the hat is, and the Chabad is going to bring both shitas, halacha l'maisa. So he brings Sif Mem and Sif Amalim again are sister Sifim. They're both two different things about hats. Kavishu mispachet lahalim roishay tefach. So if the hat extends out beyond the person's head. A tefach. Also, l'nicha b'roisha afilu b'bayis mishum oihel. It's a problem. You're making it. When you put it on your head, you are making an oihel. Okay. Zokti m'shibura mem kufan alav shum ispashet. That davka k'shahaya hasofa shaitzia kosha b'yoser v'enu nichfaf. It has to be a type of the brim is very hard and it doesn't bend down. Then also choshev kamo oil. Then it gets a din of an oil. It's like it's the same thing a person would put a talus over his head and it's extending out beyond his head. It's not making an oil. We'll see. Wearing a regular hat, as long as it's not going to fly off, it's okay. The answer is it wasn't so hard, or it wasn't a tefach. Why? Okay, now the next sif katan is a long sif katan. let's hold it here before we start doing that.
What's
Gleam is a garment.
Coat.